This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Fantastic Four, a look at everything going on with the Cowboys, Rangers, Stars, Mavericks, the very latest of everything, including a three-round mock draft and who your Cowboys could end up with. We'll talk about that a little bit. But it is time for Mike Likes It right now, and here he is, the great Mike Bassick.
Okay, so first of all, I forgot to say this during kind of either what day it is or birthdays, but 25 years ago was my first date ever with my wife.
20 years ago, Office Space came out.
The movie I took my wife to see 25 years ago.
Wasn't Office Space.
Blue Chips.
Oh, Penny Hardaway and Shaq.
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte, yeah.
So that was, I don't know how much she liked the movie, but I thought it was a good movie when I was 16 years old.
And didn't they have a generic white guy to be Larry Birdish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always.
Yeah, they like went out and saw him in a cornfield shooting jumpers. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, did you want a tractor or something like that for his family?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They did a survey at All-Star Break or something. They found out a lot of the rookies and second-year players did not know Shaq used to rap. Seriously.
With the Fooshnickens?
Seriously? Like, he's a guy who has, three platinum albums, two platinum albums?
Isn't that crazy?
He has the best duet with Biggie of all time?
I'm serious.
Yeah. All I know stop the rain or whatever it is.
All I know is that Phil is his father because his biological didn't bother him.
Ouch, boy. I bet that hurt.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't want him to pass it? Or shoot it, you wanted him to slam.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way.
Uh-huh. All right, so now on to more Mike Likes It, which I really did. I had that Shaq CD. I played it in the car.
Awesome.
Okay, so now going on to music, which, look, I don't know a whole bunch about current music.
Mike.
I do know a little bit. Mm-hmm. I do know who Ariana Grande is.
I know that song, Thank You, Next.
Okay.
If you ever like hit scroll on the radio dial, you'll find it on multiple stations at any moment.
It's about Pete Davidson and some other boyfriends she used to have.
Yeah, all of them.
I used to see her on the Disney Channel when my daughter was younger on one of those Disney shows.
She can sing.
It's a sure sign that it won't
end
well.
And then she became a famous singer, and now she is so famous that she has in the top 100, number 1, 2, and 3 hit singles.
In a row?
This is the only time this has been done. 1964, the Beatles were able to do this. So only her and now the Beatles at one point on your top 100 have the top 3 songs. I had Lucius pull these because I don't know these songs too well.
Are we going to play Is This the Beatles or Ariana Grande?
You can do that if you want.
I think I can guess.
The song is called number one right now for 4 weeks, Seven Rings.
Thank You, Next.
Have you guys heard this song, Seven Rings?
I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of.
I feel like it's the five golden rings type of deal that they have.
Five golden rings.
But it goes faster than that. But it has like an up-tempo beat to it. So when I heard it first,
four ex-boyfriends, three ex-fiancés, two are dead.
I was like, is this a Christmas song? And it's not a Christmas song, but it has. Yeah, so you hear it? It's very in that tone of the Christmas song. These are a few of my favorite things. That is what it's coming from.
Yeah.
Just changing the words. Okay. So the next one, which I don't think I've heard of this one, which is number 2 on the charts right now, is Thank You, Next.
Oh, you've never heard of this one?
I don't think I have.
This is the Pete Davidson song.
Let me hear it and see if I've heard of it by just scrolling through.
Shut up. You've never heard this.
You should see the video.
I honestly don't think I've heard. I have heard the Seven Rings song.
You can't avoid this song.
I guess I just haven't flipped over to the current music stations to hear this one.
One time patience. One time me something. You've never heard this?
I don't think I have. This is the first time I'm hearing this song. I've heard Seven Rings. I haven't heard Thank You, Next. And this song, I'm pretty sure I haven't heard because it's a long title to a song. Breaking Up With Your Girlfriend Is Boring is the name of the number 3 song right now on the chart. So she has number 1, 2, and 3, Ariana Grande. And I don't know if I've heard of the Breaking Up song. Have you heard of this, Chris? I know you.
I'm trying to listen. Let me see. I've heard that drum track.
Is she going
to
rap?
No, she sings. You got me some type of way. Just I haven't heard this. I do not know what to say. Yeah, yeah. She this get is a Cardi B on.
She can really sing, can't she?
She can really
sing. If she wants
sing.
To.
Ariana Grande can sing.
Two of these songs, she's not singing.
She can sing so well, they asked her to sing at Aretha Franklin's funeral. Yeah. I swear to God.
Christina Aguilera all over again.
Yeah.
She's got pipes, man.
She got
so
pipes.
What's weird is when she was on Disney, when she was...
Nickelodeon, I think.
Yeah. When she was more of a kid, and I forget the show she was on. She was on multiple shows, but... And she talked in a voice that you couldn't understand her. She talked in like a whiny 3-year-old voice. And I don't think that's her real voice. I was like, why do they make her talk like this? This doesn't make any sense the way that she would talk on those Nickelodeon shows that she was on. And it wasn't like 10 years ago. It was right before she hit. And she did the like Moulin Rouge thing, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her songs 3 or 4 years ago. But she had popular songs 3 or 4 years ago. Right now, she's the biggest thing going because of the top 3 songs on the top 100. But she talked in a weird voice on those Nickelodeon shows.
She does a lot of appearances with Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
When Jimmy Kimmel acts like the little girl. What does he always say? Not, oh, my God. But it's some kind of character he plays. Jimmy Kimmel. Plays a
I'm a Fallon guy, so
I'm,
I can't
I'm sorry,
help you.
I'm sorry, my bad. It's Fallon. Jimmy Oops. Fallon will dress up.
I thought you were a Fallon guy.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Lucius?
Well, look,
where's the help?
Go to commercial. Go to commercial.
He dressed like a girl, and then she'll sing, like, they'll be sitting together on the couch, and they'll say, rawr, rawr, with braces on and stuff.
Sounds like a serious issue he's got.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 1964, and this was kind of around this time, in March, the
oh,
top
that show
three songs.
Sam and Cat. That's the show she
that
was on.
Yeah, that was one of the shows she was on, too, where she was like, can't you talk like a normal human being? Okay, so I'll get to football in a second. Somebody said, oh, I missed football season. I actually have football, and Mike likes it. The top 3 songs from the Beatles in 1964. Chris, I know you will know these really quick,
oh,
and maybe
them.
They'll give it away because they might say it really quick in the song. Let's see if Jeff can name these songs from the Beatles in 1964.
Can I just go in any order?
Any order you want. These were the top 3 songs in 1964.
I bet I don't know any of them.
You'll never know how much I really You don't know that song?
You'll never know how much I really love
That's
you.
That's not it.
You'll never know how much I really care.
How much I really care.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Listen. Do you want to know a secret?
Secret.
No, that's not it.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
Is the name So this was number 3.
I've never heard that.
Okay, the next 2 I'm pretty sure you've heard because when was the first Maverick game you ever went to?
Tony Dumas and George McLeod
were
on the team.
This, they probably played this during that time.
Twist and Shout.
There you go. I mean, these were at Maverick games all the time.
Sing it up, baby.
I didn't even know that was the Beatles. The Beatles did that song?
Yeah.
And then
Money Can't Buy Me Love or something like that?
Can't Buy Me Love was the number 1 song in 1964. So those are the 3 in 1964. Now Ariana Grande. So the Beatles and Ariana Grande are linked forever in the history of music.
I'm sure they're very proud.
Moving on to football, okay? Sorry, everybody that wanted us to talk sports the whole 5 hours.
It's okay, you got
on.
Some Beatles in. That's to satisfy them, for
Beatles,
sure.
Beatles, Ariana Grande, and now Kyler Murray talk, okay?
If you want Pearl Jam, you know where to go.
Kyler Murray has talked to the Oakland Athletics. I think this was a big deal to me that when it came out in The Athletic, the day after he announced he's declaring for the NFL draft and he's not playing – well, I guess he did these in multiple ones. When he said, I'm going to the combine, I'm not playing baseball, he did not talk to the Oakland Athletics. And I thought, that's a big deal because these teams need to know that you're not just having the Oakland Athletics in the back going, hey, wait, because the Oakland Athletics were telling him, hey, go ahead, do the combine. We understand. Do all that stuff. If you don't like where you're drafted, we're still right here available for you. But Kyler Murray says it was tough, but he called up the Oakland Athletics and told him, his desire, his heart, is everything is now into football, and he will not be doing baseball ever again, that he wants to go all in for football. And I think that he's doing the right thing because for all the teams that are drafting 1 through 10, which I do think somebody's either going to trade up or somebody's going to take them that has a pick in the top 10, that they really needed to know, hey, you're done with baseball, right? Like, you're not going to hold this over our heads. If you are the New York Giants, who they said they're not taking him because he's too short, but if they let Eli Manning play one more year while Kyler backs up, that you're not just going to bolt and go play baseball because you're upset we made you the backup, right?
Right.
And so he's pretty much, I think, doing the right thing, guys.
Sure.
By telling the Oakland A's, he's called them up and letting every NFL team know, I have talked to the A's, I'm sending them back their money, and I'm playing football.
I heard him say that in his heart, in the baseball world, he'll always be an A. He's always grateful for them and all that, and this kind of played out this way.
Yeah.
Would Would the A's be insane enough if he was like, yeah, here's my new demand. I don't love where I'm going to be drafted in the NFL, so I'm still open to being on your guys' team, but I'll never play minor league baseball. Would they be crazy enough to be like, all right, you're a big leaguer.
He's not close to good enough.
Right. But from a leverage standpoint, if that were a baseball play, if that were the play he wanted to make, where it's like, listen, I just don't want to ride the buses.
If
the
money's even, that, would, I don't want to ride the buses. Would Oakland say, all right, we'll put you in the major leagues? I think they'd say no.
Okay.
They won 97 games last year.
Yeah.
I even think if it was the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers aren't trying to win 90-something games this year. I don't think the Texas Rangers could do it because I don't know. This is the deal, too. Kyler could say that. But would Kyler be okay riding the bench, never playing? And then if he did play, I mean, getting embarrassed.
Exactly.
Because the level of college baseball to MLB baseball is worlds apart. The world of college football to NFL football, it's a different level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at least close enough that you can project what they did in college can translate to this early in their NFL career in the NFL. If you take what he did in college and say, we're just going to now skip you to Major League Baseball, and you're not Bryce Harper, and Bryce Harper was 17 when everybody knew it, and you're not whoever it is, Dwight Gooden at the pitcher's position, or David Clyde a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't that type of prospect that was like, he just needs 1 year or maybe 2 months of minor leagues and he's ready to go. Like, no, I mean, he needs 3 years of developing because he didn't play baseball for a while until he transferred to Oklahoma because he quit baseball when he went to A&M.
Yep.
And then when he transferred and had to sit out a year, he's like, well, I'll go play baseball. I was great at this in high school. And he wasn't actually good at it his first year at Oklahoma in baseball. If you look at his numbers, I don't even know if he batted 200. It was the last year that he played baseball where he batted 296 and started showing a lot of promise where teams thought, if he quits football and concentrates just on baseball, did you see the improvement he made from year one to year two just concentrating on baseball because football was somewhat out of his life because he was having to do that, you know, kind of sit out.
Do you think Oakland picked him too high?
Well, yes. Even when he got taken ninth overall, when going into that draft, people were like, don't be surprised if Kyler Murray gets into the first round of this draft. And people were like, whoa, are you serious? Like, his numbers are good and there's potential, but are you sure that he's a first-round pick? And then so going ninth overall was probably 15 to 20 spots higher than people thought even he would go going into the MLB draft. But Oakland thought, we're going to take the potential of this guy. Look how good he is with really not even concentrating on baseball.
Yeah.
If he concentrates on baseball, because that's what was said about Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
If like Deion Sanders might have been baseball. A 10-time All-Star and Hall of Famer in baseball. He never concentrated on baseball.
Right.
It was always his second sport.
Right.
And so that's where I think they had Kyler, maybe not as athletic as Deion, but like, what if he just concentrates on baseball? And that's why they were taking him maybe a round higher than maybe he was prospect-wise. But he was considered, hey.
He says he's going to run a 4.3.
I can't wait.
That's what he says he's going to run.
Also in the article, last thing I'll leave you with, it sounds like he's leaning towards not throwing at the combine. We'll see. We're not far away, but right now it sounds like they're leaning towards him not throwing at the combine.
Yeah, it just depends if you have something to gain or lose. If he feels like he's safe where he's going to be picked, you're like, yeah, I don't need to do anything.
Hey, Mike, on full closure, wrap this thing up.
Ariana Grande and Kyler Murray together, they're dating.
Yes! No, they're not! Oh.
Almost. Ariana Grande, that Jimmy Fallon thing, it's called Ew. And the name that Fallon played, this girl named Sarah. So all the totals just blew up. They all watch Ew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.